Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third, the DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth, the catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second, the right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth, the DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Scarbury. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Scarbury covering, for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Washington steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pryor. Evans moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans scores. Allinson moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Washington is chasing the ball. Burleson rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scarberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski scores. Hobson moves to second. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Rich Hinton now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Remy steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to second. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Yastrzemski scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing center field. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 1 in the game. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Naorodny for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is hit by the pitch. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing second base. Stan Pappy now playing shortstop. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Jack Broemer now playing third base. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torres is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore now playing left field. Joe Gates now playing third base. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wolf. Squires moves to second. Joe Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Squires moves to third. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 2 in the game. Naorodny hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Squires tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Pappy reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Torres hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-5, Red Sox. Bill Campbell now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates strikes out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Naorodny moves to second. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Camel's glove, towards Wolf, who fields it, throws to second, with Pappy covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.